بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي أمامة صدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ليس شيء أحب إلى الله تعالى من قطرتين وأثرين: قطرة دموع من خشية الله، وقطرة دم تهراق في سبيل الله. وأما الأثران فأثر في سبيل الله تعالى، وأثر في فريضة من فرائض الله تعالى. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. We are drawing to the end of the chapter which deals on the virtue of crying or shedding tears out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the anticipation of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the fear of the chastisement and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effect that the Qur'an has upon our hearts, etc. The narrator of the hadith, Sahabi by the name of Sudayb bin Ajlan al-Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no entity more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than two drops and two signs or effects, qatratain wa atharain. What are the two drops that are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَطْرَةُ دُمُوعٍ مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, the droplet of tears that forms or that emanates from the eyes of a person out of the khashiyat and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other droplet which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the droplet of blood which is spilt while striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person making jihad, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, blood being spilt means that person laying down their life, the pinnacle, where one has to sacrifice one's life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the droplet of blood that is spilt, that is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, this, the initial part of this hadith, the subject matter has been dealt with quite a bit in various other ahadith. Particularly we mentioned in solitude, in khalwat, when a person thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reaches such a stage of emotion that a tear emanates from the eye of that person. We find in other ahadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that eye haram on the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two droplets, and likewise, two, the word is found in hadith, atharan, two athar. What is athar? Ulama explained, ma baqiya min ash-shay, that is, that which remains of something, the sign of something. We'll translate this as two signs or two effects. One is atharun fi sabilillahi ta'ala. The first is the sign or the effect of striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One explanation for this ulama ikram give is the footstep of a person treading or striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is the injury that is sustained. Sometimes a person striving in the path of Allah ta'ala becomes paralyzed, loses one limb, or suffers some lifelong injury. That also is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is elevated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other sign or effect, atharun min fi faridatim min faraidillahi ta'ala, in discharging or carrying out one of the farais, the compulsory acts of deen. Sometimes a person is so meticulous, he strives in fulfilling his faraid of deen, that this leaves an athar, it leaves an effect upon him. Example of this, ulama ikram give, is that Sometimes a person, when he makes wudu for a sustained period of time in very, very cold water, this causes cracks on the feet of a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even loves those cracks that form on the feet of a person. Sometimes the body becomes very, very dusty performing during the days of Hajj. Or, as we see, occurs with a lot of people in what we call namaz mark. In other words, due to excessive sajda, a mark forms on the forehead of a person. Or another example is that sometimes a person for a sustained period of time fasts one after the other and exerts themselves in salah to such an extent that physically the body of that person becomes weak, and that weakness is actually noticeable. So these are various examples that ulama-i-kiram give. Atharun fi faridatim min faraidillahi ta'ala, that is the sign or the effect of exerting oneself in discharging the fard or the compulsory commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to recap, the Sahabi Sudayb bin Ajlan Bahiri radiyallahu ta'ala narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is nothing more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than two droplets and two signs or effects. One is the droplet of a tear that is shed out of the khashiyat of Allah ta'ala. The other is the droplet of blood that is spilt in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the two signs or effect, one is the effect, this injury, etc., that is sustained striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is the visible effect or physical effect that occurs on the body of a person because of discharging one of the faraid, the compulsory acts of deen, whether it is salah or sawm, etc. At the end of this narration, Imam Nawawi rahimullah, in his footnote, he mentions, وَفِي الْبَابِ أَحَادِيثٌ كَثِيرًا. There are many, many more ahadith that I could have quoted. However, I have sufficed on whatever has been mentioned thus far. And one of these ahadith, he says, referring to those that were repeated in previous chapters, حَدِيثُ الْعِرْبَابِ بِنْ سَارِيَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ قَالْ وَعَذَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مُعِظَةً وَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبِ وَذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونَ. Then on one occasion, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us wa'ad and nasiha. He advised us, he addressed us. It was such a nasiha, such an advice. وَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبِ. It caused the hearts of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tremor out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونَ. And as we find in many, many instances, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would address his companions, ذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونَ, the eyes brimmed over, became wet with the tears being shed out of the khashiyat and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, we come to the end of this chapter, the new chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings, Babu Fadli Zuhdi fi Dunya wal Hath ala Taqalluli minha wa Fadli al Faqr. The virtue of what we call Zuhd. Zuhd, literally translated, means abstinence, to suffice with very little, to be content with little. It's mentioned about Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah, that on one occasion he entered the court of Harun Rashid. Harun Rashid was a ruler of the Banu Umayyah that was ruling three continents, vast kingdom. And surprisingly, illogically, sarcastically, Malik bin Dinar addressed Harun Rashid and said, "Assalamu alayka ya Zahid. Peace be upon you, O Zahid." As we mentioned, the literal translation of the word Zahid or Zuhud means one who contents himself with very little of this world. If you look at the books of Ahadith, the books of Seerah, the books of Islamic history, we'll find more often than not an entire chapter devoted to this. Zuhud, contentment or sufficing with very little in this world. This was a striking feature and characteristic of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lives of the noble companions and likewise the Salafi Saliheen. To live a life of austerity, to live a life of simplicity in this world. Nevertheless, coming back to this incident, here is a poor man, probably with patches on his clothing. He's addressing Harun Rashid, and who's the Khalifa, the ruler. Peace be upon you, O Zahid. One who contents himself with very little. So Harun Rashid, realizing that this doesn't make sense, he addresses Malik bin Dinar. You calling me Zahid? You are the Zahid. You are the one who has contented himself with a simple life. You're calling me the Zahid? So Malik bin Dinar explained to Harun Rashid, he said, نَذَرْتَ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا أَلَّتِي لَا تُسَاوِي جَنَاحَ بَعُودِ. He said, your gaze went to this world. Your gaze went to this world. The luxuries, the amenities, the embellishments, the attractions, call it the glitter and glamour of this dunya. But what is the reality of dunya? Allati la yusawi janaha ba'ud. It doesn't even equal the wing of a mosquito, yet your gaze went towards this. My gaze went to the akhirat. And what is the akhirat? Wa idha ra'aita thumma ra'aita na'iman wa mulkan kabira. Allah Ta'ala says, when you will see the akhirat, when you will see jannat, when you will see Jannat, you will see bounties, wa mulkan kabira, and you will see a vast and a great kingdom. So your gaze went to the dunya, which is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. My gaze went towards the akhirat, which no price can be put upon. So you are Zahid. You have contented yourself with very little. By allowing this world to infiltrate our hearts, and by allowing the love and attachment of this dunya to blind us to the vastness and reality of akhirat, that, my respected brothers, will be a grave error. And unfortunately, it is only the sand of the grave, or it is Malakul Maut coming in front of us that makes us realize the folly of our ways. As we find in many, many verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that don't leave it till too late. Hatta idha jaa ahadakumul maut, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. When moth and death comes, then they realize what a mistake they made. And they say, Ya Allah, send us back to the world. Then it is too late. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ وَقَائِلُهَا وَمِي وَرَاهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُمَعَثُونَ. Allah Ta'ala has beautified this world, not so that our hearts become attached to it. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا. Allah says, we beautified this world, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. This is the great test. Don't let the heart become attached with the dunya. Babu fadli zuhdi fi dunya. This is a chapter which deals with this. What is zuhd? As I translated it, austerity, abstinence. In Shariat, ulama ikram explain, tarkul maili ila shay, bughdu dunya wal i'radu anha, wa qila tarku rahati dunya talaban li rahati al-akhirah. What is zuhd? To not allow your heart to lean towards something, in this case towards the dunya. Bughdu dunya, hatred for the world, and to turn away from its attraction, its glitter and its glamour. Another explanation of zuhud, technical meaning ulama ikram give, tarku rahati dunya talaban li rahati al-akhirah, to leave or give